Let's get moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me for Let's Get Moving. Today we are talking about goals, and with me is Tim Taylor. He is a motivational speaker. And Tim, I've heard from your workers how hip you are to setting goals and how important you think they are. Describe for us why that is. What is important about goals?
Oh, life is made up of goals. Imagine a string. If you drop a string on the ground and you grab the corner of the string and you pull it, and the string becomes a straight line. That is a goal. That's how you set a goal for your life. You can change everything you do by just having a goal, and your life will straighten out. It'll all come together. And if you don't have goals, you're like a tree blowing in the wind. And whatever blows you that day, that's the direction you go. Human beings are goal-driven people. They have to have goals. I mean, you got to have a goal to get out of bed. You got to have a goal for that day. And you got to have imagine getting in a car and deciding you're going to drive to Chicago without a map or navigation. It's going to be a long trip, and you're probably never going to make it. So goals start from everything from getting up in the morning to, where do you want to go? What do you want to do in life?
So how do you go about setting goals, realistic goals?
It's simple. You have to start with little things. So when you start with the little things, and then all the little things start to become big things. Goals should have a 50-50 chance of success, because you have to push yourself. If I achieve a goal way too early, I don't go beyond. And I was a world-class athlete. And to get to that level, every time I got to that level, I had to push harder to go to the next level, and harder to go to the next level, and harder to go to the next level. If you don't, you'll never get there. Or if you hit that level and you go, "Well, I'm done," well, you're done. There's nowhere else to go. And then you fall off the face of the earth because you didn't reassess where you were going. So goals are just I live my life with them. And I help my children from the time they were little, help them set goals. In fact, every morning, they still hate me for it. Every morning, they would get up, and I'd tell them, write 5 goals for the day. You know, before you go to school, while you're eating breakfast, write down 5 goals a day. And then I would look at their goals. We would talk about it. And at the end of the day, at dinner time, when we're all sitting around talking, and our meals would be like 2 hours because we'd be enjoying ourselves and having conversation. It's like, what were your goals today? How did you do? Did you achieve them? So, you know, if you start them young, you can get them to where they're goal-achieving superstars when they get older.
Right. So I want to talk about those incremental steps and setting a goal that's not too large and not too small. I know whenever I attempt to lose weight, I don't say, "Hey, I'm going to lose 40 pounds. I say, "You know what? I'm going to try to lose 2 pounds this week," or "I'm going to try to lose 8 pounds by the end of the month." I set a smaller goal because if I think about 40 pounds, it just seems overwhelming. So how do you go about setting up those incremental steps?
Okay. So what you want to do is you want to work a little bit differently, a little backwards. So work it to, here's my big goal. Now break down the big goal. Okay, so 40 pounds over 6 months. Divide that by 6. You know, let's go, you know, round numbers. 40 pounds over 4 months, that's 10 pounds a month. Divide that by 4 weeks. That's basically 2.5 pounds a week. Divide that by 7 days. So now it became bite size. I mean, think of it. That's like a half a pound a day, quarter pound a day. That's all I really have to lose to get to that goal. And so now I'm focused on the little goals. I'm focused on today. What am I going to do today? Well, I got 2 pounds to lose today, or I got 1.5 pounds to lose today, or whatever it is. So I go into the gym and I work out and I eat right, and I change how I eat and how I think and what I look at. So it's a mindset. So I'm changing my mindset instead of just looking at this big, enormous goal that your brain goes, "Oh, how am I going to get to that?" I'm looking at the little half a pound that I can get to a half a pound a day. Right. That's easy.
So is changing your mindset, is that almost like making a new habit?
Oh, exactly. That's exactly what it is. For example, I'm a vegetarian, and it's not a diet. It's a way of life. It's how I eat. And sure, yeah, I was a meat and potato kid and never ate the vegetables on my plate. My mom fought with me my whole life. And then all of a sudden, 24 years ago, I become a vegetarian. And it was a big change, but I have that mentality that I can just flip a button in my head and poof, I'm done. But it is a way of life. So if I look at it as a way of life and not a diet, then it's a much easier way to look at it. So that's your mindset. That's taking your mind and saying, this is who I am. This is what I want. This is where I want to go. And being in that mindset right there, right now.
Right. We all want to be successful. We all want to lose weight or gain weight or have that perfect body, whatever it is. We all want to graduate from school or do something in that arena. But it takes a plan. So how do we start? It's one thing to say, hey, I want to do whatever your goal is. But then how do you actually accomplish that? How do you set up a plan?
Well, I've trained a lot of salespeople. And a lot of people in life, the biggest thing I have them do is make a dream book. So they sit down, take a spiral notebook, and start writing down everything they want in life, everything they want in life. And once they start writing it down, once it's on paper, what your mind can see, what your eye can see, your mind can achieve. So once you can see it, you can achieve it and get to it. But you have to be able to see it first. It's got to be on paper. So everything I do is on paper. Even for my employees, now we have goals every single day. We have, monthly goals. We have quarterly goals, and they're big goals. And every day I'm in there and every day we have motivation and every day I talk to them and help them. And, you know, when they have great days, I'm right there to pat them on the back or give them a big hug or high five or whatever that person needs at that moment. And it's very important, but put it on paper, start with where you want to go, start with the things you want in life, and just start putting them down. Because once you – and here's what's funny is I had an employee for – oh, my gosh, we've been friends for 25, almost 30 years. When she started, she was a dental assistant. Her son was deaf, and she was on state assistance to help him through school. She was one of my top salespeople. It took me 2 years to get her off base, and in 2 months she made more than she did in the last 2 years. And she was incredible. But I had her do that dream book. And in that dream book, she came up to me one day and she was in tears. And she said, look at what I've done. And she had crossed off everything in that dream book she had gone after. And it was amazing. She had 50% of that book that was crossed off just because she put it on paper. So
now I wish we all had you to motivate us. How do the rest of us find that motivation?
Oh, motivation is such an inside job. It really is. It has to start in your heart. Has to really come in your heart. And it's like getting up in the morning to go to the gym. You know, when I get up at 4, 3:30 in the morning to go to the gym, that's what I have to do. I'm motivated. There's days I don't feel like getting up, but I still get out of bed. Motivation starts on the inside, and it's that part of you that has the argument with the other side that says, I don't want to get out of bed. You know, I just want to stay here. And it's that other part that says, get out of bed. Let's go. We have goals. I'm going to the gym today. I've got things to do. I've got a big day planned. Let's go. And that's the part that pushes you out. You have to have that inner desire, that inner willingness to want more for your life. Because if you don't, like I said, you're just like a tree and you blow around. And when the wind blows, that's the direction you're going to be today, whether it's good or bad or sad or happy, you know. And that's just that's no way to be in life, because you'll never go anywhere. You'll never know what you have inside of you that you could pull out and make better. And that's really what's important, is being able to take the little guy inside that wants to be the big guy and pull him out and go, now it's your turn. Let's run. Right. Let's play. Let's be an achiever. So
how do you keep that motivation with negative things happening in the world or in your life? How do we maintain that motivation in that scenario?
I shield myself from a lot of it. I don't listen to it. I don't want to hear it. Somebody's talking bad about somebody. It's like, let's talk about something else. Let's move on. I was this little story about me when I was little. I was a little fat, roly-poly kid, and I had asthma.
No one would believe that if they saw you right now. You are very athletic.
When we played kickball, I was the last one to be picked, and it was like, no, you take him. I don't want him. He sucks.
No.
So that left an indelible imprint in my head. But And then if I made it to first base, I fell on my face wheezing from an asthma attack because, you know, I ran too far and it was only first base. So, and I was picked on and beat up a lot. So as I got older, I took that negative motivation and made it positive. I wanted more for my life. I wanted to be the greatest athlete in the world. I wanted to achieve something in my life. And that's what I went out and did. So, but I had, there were times when I was running and I'd be running in snow up to my knees and literally it was uphill both ways. and I could feel, and I'd be breathing blood and cramping. And then I closed my eyes and I could hear the national anthem behind me playing. I could feel the gold medal around my neck and I would just float. I would just start to float. You can just break into another level and you're gone. You're just gone. In your mind, everything, and you run so fast. I was running faster than I ever ran before. And I got over the asthma. I pushed myself through the asthma. I became, you know, an Olympic athlete. And, you know, it's goals. It's what you want. It's your heart, you know.
But you have to be able to visualize yourself as being whatever that is.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Just from your description. You have worked with, you said at one point in time you had something like 6,000 employees.
I did. Long
time
ago.
I don't know if I want to put it this way, but really what separates those who succeed from those who don't? I don't want to say separates the winners and losers, but maybe that's really what I'm talking about.
It's the desire to want more. It's the desire to get up
in
the morning.
Don't we all want more?
Well, how bad do you want it?
There you have it.
I just had a... I hate to keep doing it. I just had knee replacement surgery, mm-hmm. and I was in with my doctor yesterday, and it what 5 weeks yesterday, and I have almost full range of motion, and he just laughs. He goes, "You're just amazing." I go, "Well, you either want it, you don't want it. I want to get back to my life. I want to run, and I need to be in the gym, and I need to do the things I want, and I can't let my knee slow me down, and I'm not going to allow it. So it's how bad do you want it? How bad do you want to push to where it really hurts, and it really hurts so freaking bad that you just want to cry, and then you push a little bit harder.
So then what would you say is the biggest deterrent for those folks who don't succeed at a goal? Where do they go wrong?
They didn't stay on track. They didn't want it bad enough. Or they set a goal that was unachievable to begin with, and the brain can never click. If you can't see it, you can't achieve it. So here's what I told my boys when I used to coach. So what your mouth says, your ears hear, your brain does. Because they would call each other names, and they would use, "You suck, you stink," all this. It's like, no. Good positive input for each of your players, and I taught them with love and respect for each other. So what your mouth says, your ears hear, your brain does. And it's very trite, and it's very simple, but it works for everything. I am successful. I can do anything. I can lose weight. All of those I ams or all of those I cans will get you to where you want to be. But you've got to constantly be saying, you've got to constantly be talking to yourself. You have to constantly be saying, "I want more for me. And this is what I want." And more, it doesn't necessarily have to be more money, more home, more this. More can be, I want a better life. I want a thinner body. I want a muscular body. I want whatever those mores are for you. Once you internalize them and you grab onto them and you hold on with everything you got, you can achieve that. You can get there. But you got to see it. So set your goal so you can see it. Break it down into incremental bites and start chomping.
And get rid of that negative talk about yourself.
No negative words.
That negative self-talk is probably one of our biggest enemies.
It truly is. I mean, I had a lot of negative self-talk growing up. I mean, from being told I'd never achieve anything, I'd never amount to anything, I could never play sports. I mean, all of that stuff that I was told, I would like go in one ear and out the other because I didn't believe it. It wasn't me. I refused to believe that. And by refusing to believe that, I put in what I wanted to listen to and learned how to change that talk, that self-talk. I listened to I listen to a lot of spiritual tapes. I listen to a lot of motivation tapes. I listen to tapes. And now you know how old I am. I listen to
podcasts.
So I listen to a lot of things constantly. I am constantly got my earbud in and I got something playing. When I'm in the gym, I'm not listening to music, which is chewing gum for my brain. I am listening to something that's going to take me somewhere. Something's going to grow me, either spiritually, grow me physically, grow me mentally, grow me in my business, grow me in my marriage, my family. I want to be better every day at everything I do. And I'm always putting in good stuff. I'm always getting good stuff out. So
any final thoughts you'd like to leave us with? I don't know that we can leave them with anything better than that. But
I don't know, but you gave me goosebumps.
Ooh,
I mean,
there you go.
Final thoughts is just, I would say, find something you're really passionate about. Find something that you really love and you really want. And then set your goals for it. And then break it down into bite-sized pieces. And understand that it just starts with today and right now. Don't look at the goal at the end of this road. Look at today and what you want for today, and be an achiever. Be somebody that sets a goal for everything they do. I mean, when I drive, I set a goal to the next city, to the next city, to the next city. It's the same thing, and it's just a mental game I play, but it's life. That's what I want to be. I want to have a goal to the next city. I want to have the goal to the next level. I want to have a goal to what I'm going to do today. And that's what you need to do. If you really want to break out in life, take all the negative crap and throw it out of your brain and just flush it down the toilet, because it all starts with you and what you believe about you. And if you believe that you're the greatest and you're the best and you can do anything, then you can. I told my kids that growing up their whole life. It doesn't matter what anybody says, baby. No matter how bad you want it, you can do anything if you want it right here, bad enough. And that's it. So my mama taught me.
Tim, thanks for sharing your thoughts with us today.
Thank you, Maria. I appreciate it.